Harps and Angels is Randy Newman's first album of new songs in 9 years. In recent times, Newman has concentrated on composing movie soundtrack music. He won an Oscar in 2002 for Best Original Song from the movie Monsters, Inc. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Newman's new album is a mixture of the kind of music Newman has been writing for the movies and his earlier, more darkly satirical material.
Has anybody seen me lately? I'll tell you why. Has anybody seen me lately? I'll tell you why. I caught something made me so sick that I thought that I would die. And almost did too.
Am I the only one who still gets goosebumps hearing Randy Newman stab at his piano and sing in that sly, slurry way of his? I hope not. That title song from Newman's new album, Harps and Angels, is a mini-epic, written in the voice of a man who has a near-death experience. He receives a visitation from either God or St. Peter, who encourages this lazy reprobate to live better and to believe in an afterlife. But this being Randy Newman, I have to add, sort of.
There won't be no harps and angels coming for you. Be trombones, kettle drums, pitchforks, and tambourines. Sing it like they did for me once. Yes. Beautiful. Wish I spoke French. So, actually, the main thing about this story is for me. An afterlife, and I hope to see all of you there. Let's go get a drink.
One unfortunate decision on this album is the prettifying of the song A Few Words in Defense of Our Country. When Newman rushed that composition out onto iTunes as a single in 2007, sitting alone at his piano, comparing America's future to the fall of great empires, it was written in a simmering fury at U.S. foreign policy and the current Supreme Court. Now, rearranged for an orchestra and framed as a cowboy's lament, the song loses a lot of its power. I get the freshly added joke, George Bush as cowboy, cowboy as emperor, but it flattens the fury. As social commentary, a newer song included here, A Piece of the Pie, about our wobbly economy, now seems more jaggedly pointed.
Like it's all you want, the very best of life. Car, house, a neighborhood that's nice. Flowers, cheese, and lots of little kids around. Where public schools are breeding. So's your wife. Living in the richest country in the world. Wouldn't you think you'd have a better life?
The clashing atonal chords of A Piece of the Pie enhance the song's message while never sparing anyone, not even the composer himself, with the line, "The rich are getting richer, I should know." Which brings up the perennial Randy Newman question, is he singing his own sentiments or those of a character he's created? Harps and Angels offers examples of both, and therefore isn't going to assure any puzzled newcomers to Newman's music. This collection has its by now token bit of outrageousness, something Newman has tacked on to most of his albums ever since Short People became a freak hit single in 1977. The new version of this is Korean Parents, about how the title figures push their kids too hard academically and thus pushes a racial stereotype into satire. I'm not going to play it. You hear the premise, you get the joke. What I will play, though, is a foray into misogyny, placed very carefully into the mouth of a gabby guy. It's called Potholes, a reference to the dips in memory that allow this fellow to selectively forget his worst sins and mistakes.
I love women. Have all my life. I love my dear mother, I love my wife, God bless her. Even love my teenage daughter, there's no accounting for it. Apparently I don't care how I'm treated, my love's unconditional or something. Didn't hurt a time or two, I ain't gonna lie.
At age 64, Newman no longer seems concerned with appealing to a mass audience. He's content to bat out stuff like movie tunes. He's always taken a craftsman's satisfaction with formal challenges, no matter how slight the project. And the money from that may have helped finance the orchestra for Harps and Angels, with its frequent, defiantly unhip Dixieland arrangements. If that makes it sound as though I'm consigning Newman to the scrap heap of pop, far from it. He's as vital a cult artist as any such person 40 years younger, and it sounds as if he's got a lot of genial bile left in him, which is pretty thrilling. Like I said at the top, goosebumps.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Randy Newman's new album, Harps and Angels.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Getting everything you need and deliver. Why discreet? Cause you're on easy street. Any place you wanna go, we'll call ahead, let them know. Get you into the back door, get you get a front room seat. Cause you're on easy street. Are your old friends? You know you love them so. It's gonna break your heart, but we'll have to let them go. Your friends up here must be the elite. You like everyone you meet on easy street. Life is sweet. Accommodations. On easy street. Easy street.
That's Easy Street from Randy Newman's new album, Harps and Angels.